Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, husband, father, and grandpa, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now to help you be intentional for your grandkids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you. A grandpa. I'm like I'm sitting on the front porch, you know, in my rocking chair. Not quite yet. But hey, we are talking about grandparents today. You think about it, when you got to be a grandparent, you wanted to look back and you wanted to be with your grandkids and your family, and your expectation was that you have a good time and you could watch your grandchildren grow up and maybe be around long enough to see them get married and do well in life. But now you wake up one day, maybe unexpectedly, and you find yourself as a grandparent having to step in or choosing to step in to raise your grandchildren, taking on that responsibility. And this is not just a small statistic in America. 4.2 million grandchildren and grandparents, families. That's 4.2 million families, not just people, but families. They have grandchildren, grandparents, and parents all in the household together, which is great. That's good. I mean, supporting each other, I think that's a pretty cool thing. In other cultures, it's very, very common. But 2.7 million of those grandparents are fully raising the grandchildren. They have the responsibility every day to care for those kids. Maybe not just looking out for them now and then, but they are raising their grandchildren, 2.7 million, which means that we have a lot of grandparents today. You're one of many, many, many who are raising your grandchildren listening to me somewhere around the planet today, across the nation on radio, around the world online. And we'd love to have you weigh in. We got callers ready to go. We're going to talk about this, give you some encouragement, and to hear about being intentional and challenging you to pick one thing that you could do in the next 30 days as a grandparent raising those grandkids to maybe reduce the stress, feel like you're getting a handle on some of the challenges because you have them. You look at your bank account, you see the challenge there, you look at your energy level, and I hear grandparents say, my worry is, what if something happens to me? You know, I'm older now. You don't think of it when you're a young parent, but you're older now and have this responsibility. And what do you do? How do you step up and handle that? That's what we're talking about here today. Hope you'll stay with us. If you want to join in with a comment, give us a call at 888-888-1717. You could be a part of the program. All right. Let me go to a call here. We've got Nina, who's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Nina.
Hello, Dr. Randy.
How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad you called. Are you a grandma raising a grandchild?
I am a grandma, and we've had our grandson, who was born drug addicted and was in the hospital for 3 months being weaned off the drug. And when they released him from the hospital, they released him to mom. And when we contacted DCS to find out why that happened, because we were told that would not happen, we were told that she didn't call him when the baby was released and she was supposed to call him. So let's just say that we've had quite an interesting ride. But anyway, long story short, she got a little bit clean and sober after he was about 6 or 7 months. And then by the time he was about 18 months old, she was back on the drugs. So we got him and had him for about a year. And during that year, she was able, through the DCS process, she had to, of course, get clean if she wanted him back. And we worked with her and did things, and she was able to get clean and sober. And she had another baby. And he was born addicted, but not the way the first one was. He was. She has a prescription med that they give her that he was born, and he was in the hospital about a month. And she now has both kids. The case is still open, and we support her by taking them and giving her breaks so that she can, do what she needs to do and have a break from it because the father's not both boys have the same father. But
so you're stepping into the gap. But Nina, how do you feel? I mean, emotionally as a mom, seeing your daughter and then your grandchildren going through this and wanting to do the right thing, what do you face personally?
Well, it's gut-wrenching, and this is the reason that I decided to call in, was because we have found our biggest help through Celebrate Recovery at church. And I have to say, it was even, while it's gut-wrenching for me and hard, I've been married to my husband for a little over 30 years, and this is my stepdaughter. She was 2 when we got married. It's even more gut-wrenching, and he tends to parent a lot with guilt. And so what we've found is we have to have those boundaries and those things in place. And this was not a surprise to her. We told her what, you know, needed to happen. And then when she didn't do what we had agreed on, her and us together, then that's when we called DCS and got them involved.
Yeah.
And so there was never any, like, she was not blindsided or anything. We told her these are the things that need to happen. And she's also the type of person that she does love her kids. It's not, if she's not on drugs, we have no concerns, no worries at all about how she would take care of them.
Well, we have,
you know, what she would do with them or anything.
Well, we have thousands listening. Same, you know, the drugs, what addiction does to people is just devastating, and to families. And the key here, what I hear you saying, this is a very intentional thing. The children born into situations like this didn't ask for that. You know, they didn't ask to be in a situation where a mom or a dad is addicted. And so we as adults, we have to step in and make sure the children are taken care of. We have to step up and make sure that they're protected. And so by you, it sounds like, at least, you saying to your daughter, hey, these are some boundaries that we're putting in place. These are the expectations. This is where we're going to step in. Clarity is a very important part of that process. And so God bless you for doing this. Sounds like it's an ongoing, you're in the process. And so we want to continue to pray for you, Nina. And I'm glad you're listening in Arizona. Maybe you have a thought you want to weigh in on. To our comment line, 888-888-1717.
Imagine a vacation where the planning has already been done for you. Imagine a vacation that affirms and strengthens your faith. Well, imagination becomes reality this October when you experience the Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour. Historian-guided tours will give you the true stories behind Washington's most iconic sites and will include the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum. Plus, imagine praying for our country and our nation's leaders. But this time, praying alongside Dr. Randy Carlson and other Intentional Living family members. It's a vacation too awesome to leave to the imagination. So reserve your place now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now. And here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, for that reminder. We love hearing from you on Facebook, and you know, I enjoy getting out there and seeing what you're saying and your interactions and how you're responding to questions and comments. So if you're not a joining us, I hope you will today. Come to Facebook/intentionalliving or come to our website, theintentionallife.com. Grandparents, you know, there's an order of things. You know, God's intention. Because we all know that parent, come on, grandparents, listen, you know parenting is for young people, right? God gives younger families a little more energy. And I think as we get older, sometimes, not always, but sometimes a little more wisdom, but not as much energy. And so that's why I love when grandparents have an opportunity to be a part of a child's life. We have 8 grandchildren, my wife Donna and I. We have 8 grandkids, and they are fantastic. They're all totally different. Their personalities are different, and I won't tell you stories. I'll tell stories. I tell stories at the conferences, but I won't tell stories on the air. But I will say this: the role of a grandparent is powerful. Coming alongside of your children, encouraging them, watching the kids, building into their lives, speaking into their lives, but then also being able to hand them back, right? I mean, that's the order of things. But sometimes that order gets broken. And we hear the theme in the brokenness today of addiction seems to be one of the things that causes this. And we live in an addictive time. And so many children are finding themselves caught in this kind of a situation. And so grandparents, when you can step up and be in a healthy influence and step up and provide that kind of support, standing in the gap for a small time and sometimes for a long time, God love you. That's what this theme is today. When you as a grandparent step in and do what maybe you never thought you could do, never intended to do, but there you are. Love to hear your thoughts on this on our comment line at 888-888-1717. Okay, Victoria, you've been waiting a while. Thank you for your call.
Sure, thank you.
What have you learned about being a grandmother and raising your grandchildren?
Yes, I am a retired, widowed grandmother, and I've had my granddaughter since she was about 2 years old. Not what I planned for retirement, but I can't thank God enough for the tremendous blessing of having her. She fills my life with purpose. And just teaching her all about the Lord, time knows it's so important.
Well, boy, listen, we're having a little problem with your phone, Victoria. Maybe we can get you to pull off somewhere where you got a better signal and safer spot and give us a call, or let Sally see if we can get you a stronger signal, because I want to hear the rest of that story. Because everyone has a story when we think of the power of being intentional. So let's go to Catherine, who's standing by as well. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What have you learned about all this?
Oh, I got to take care of my two oldest grandchildren from the age they were born to the time they were three.
Mm.
And, oh, you just have to give them love, total love.
Yeah. Was it something you expected or?
Well, no, I didn't expect it. But the parents had to go back to work. And so I got the pleasure of taking care of my grandchildren.
So during the day, you were really watching them so your kids could work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I also got to take care of the last grandchild from the age she was born till she was three. Mm. Because they're just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And she had drawn something, and I looked at it on the wall, and I looked at it, and I said, come here. And I had her wash it off for me, and she was fine. Uh-huh. I didn't get mad at her or anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we're you get a chance to step in the gap, Catherine, and provide care, because many parents are working, you know, and I think when you have that, but you still get to hand them back, you know, at the end of the day or the end of the afternoon or the end of the work session, which is a nice break still for grandparents. I know in our case, we get a chance to watch our grandchildren quite a bit, and we enjoy that. It's always a good time. But still being able to hand them back gives us a break, too. Pretty powerful. All right, we're talking about grandparenting today. I would love to hear your thoughts. You're welcome to join in. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I just wanted to let Dr. Randy know how much this program means to me, and the intentional living focus has transformed my life in every aspect. Personal relationships, work, finances, my health, physical activity. Because without a goal, I would tend to like just be directed by kind of the winds of change of life and let circumstances gobble me up. And we get overwhelmed at times depending on, again, the circumstances, but I feel like intentional living has made me stronger, given me better direction. And instead of depending on myself, I have, as I let go of my way of doing things and surrender to the Lord, I become, ironically enough, and there's the paradox, as I let go and surrendered, I become a stronger woman of God. The direction that men of wisdom like Dr. Randy can give us, those of us who are still struggling, who know we're strong, but we want more direction, more guidance. It's a wonderful show, and it's strengthening the body of Christ.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, and appreciate your support. And just before I give others an opportunity to come and join us and support, I just want to comment on this. She's talking about the principles that we teach here at Intentional Living work. Now, let's just talk for a moment about how we live our lives. We get up every day and we make a decision of what we're going to do. And there's 1,000 things that we decide about every day. What we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, where we're going to go, how we're going to spend money. Decisions that we make, some of them have consequence for the future. Many of them don't. Some of them are very significant. Some are not so much. But most of us, we look back 2 or 3 days ago, you probably can't remember what you did. And when you think about it, that's the way life is. It seems to unfold. But there are times in life when we have goals that God has placed in our heart. And maybe we're talking about parenting today and grandparenting. You're a grandparent. Here's a question. What's your goal? What's the outcome? Are you just trying to survive and get through the day? Or is there some goal that you have in mind? The goal might be the outcome of raising these kids. The goal might be we want to help these children get back with their parents. The goal may be we've got to work out something because we've got a financial challenge in our life right now. And, hey, this is going to blow up down the road if we don't deal with it. And so to stop and think beyond just this moment in terms of what are some goals, my intention for the future, what am I stretching for? That's one aspect of what intentional living is about. These godly goals based on Scripture, based on the reality of what you're facing, praying through what you're going through, getting good counsel, coming up with some basic goals in life in essential areas. Now, grandparenting might be one of the goals and how you're going to do that. But there's another part that intentional living is all about. Not only those goals, but then developing the action plan. What are you going to do? We talk about habits because we all have actions. Come on now. Any person listening today, you've been on a diet, you've taken actions to get started. Actions are not the problem. It's the habits. Doing the right thing over and over for an extended period of time. You don't save for the future by making one deposit. You don't grow spiritually by reading the Scripture one time. It's every day. You don't become grow spiritually by praying just one time. You know, once, you know, I remember praying 5 years ago. You know, why aren't I growing spiritually? It's a decision every day to do the next right one thing in the areas of your life that are important to you and setting those goals. And when you do, well, that's going to move you in the right direction. That's what she's talking about. And if that resonates with you, and it does with many people around the country, because you have chosen to support the ministry, and your support allows us to do this every day with intentional living. And when you support, we put it right back into mission and ministry. And one of the things we get a chance to do is send you a brand new teaching every month. And here in this brand new month, we'll have a brand new teaching coming to you in a few days. In the mail on CD to say thank you for your support and to encourage you in your journey. If you're not a member, though, we can't send it to you because, well, first of all, I don't know who you are, and also it'd be nice to send it to everybody, but we can't, and so we send it to our members. And so we'd love to know who you are and have you come and join us and support as a member of the Intentional Living Center and allow us to send you our teaching as well as a couple of our books to say thank you, Star for Affection, and The Power of One Thing, two of our books that we'll put in a new member kit to send off to you to say thanks. Okay? All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you do, you'll see the donate button there. Click on it and sign up. I'd love to be able to report in the days ahead that you have become a new member of the Intentional Living family. We believe in this message. If you do as well, come and join us. All right, let's go to the calls. Nicole, tell us your story.
Well, I'm not a grandparent. I'm a parent, but we have a daughter who has special needs, and we're so grateful to have our parents really step up the role of grandparents and come alongside us in this journey and in the trials that come along with that journey. It's hard to keep your marriage and keep your relationship with Christ as the forefront when your child has medical needs, but they have allowed us to, by coming alongside us and supporting us, really keep God as our focus and keep our marriage strong, because they have been a strong support for us, and we're just so grateful for that.
Well, that's a good a reminder. Kids and young people who are, have the grandparents involved, be able to recognize them from time to time. To, they need it too, because it is more tiring, I'm sure, for mom and dad at this stage. But to be able to step up and help, I'll tell you, as a grandparent, that's a great blessing for grandparents as well.
It is. I mean, people give us a lot of credit, and we're so grateful, but it's all by the grace of God. And we see God working in their lives, that it's hard to watch your grandchild struggle. You know, with pain and with other issues. And it's hard to watch your children struggle as their parents to a child with a medical need. But they are warriors too. They're prayer warriors. They physically support us when, you know, if we're in the hospital, with learning the things that our daughter, you know, has to go through. They're very involved. And it's just, it truly is a gift from God. And we are so very grateful. And we try to acknowledge and thank them as much as possible for that.
Hey, listen, Nicole, I appreciate you doing that, calling in so we could hear your story today. Lots of comments coming in. You can share yours as well at 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Take us to our take you to our storyline. Victoria, I think we got you back on the line. Welcome back. How are you?
Hello, I'm here. Do I sound better?
Oh, you
now?
Sound better. Now you sound like a grandma with a lot of good signal coming through. I like that. All right, you were telling us earlier that you're a widowed grandmother and recently retired, but you've been caring for your granddaughter?
Yes, I adopted my granddaughter. She's 8 now, and she's been with me since she was 2 months old. And it's been the greatest privilege of my life. It's not what I planned as for retirement, but boy, I tell you, God knows, because she fills my heart with purpose and love, and she's the joy of my heart. And her mommy, my daughter, I love with all my heart. But so common that I'm hearing is the addiction, because my daughter is currently strung out in another state and homeless. And, you know, I just pray for her. I praise God she touches base with me. And I mean, she knows what she needs to do. And to encourage those grandmothers that are taking care of their grandchildren or raising them, my daughter, I just tell her, honey, you are a powerful testimony waiting to happen. I love her with all my heart. She's been in and out of treatment. She's struggled for years and years. But I know God sees the full picture, and that we never give up hope or write them off. No matter how bleak it seems, I know God has purpose.
Wow, what a story, Victoria. On a real practical level, have you custody of your granddaughter?
Oh, yes.
So you've totally adopted her?
Yes, I did. I legally adopted her. So it's just her and I have 5 other grandchildren. And but this one, she's, you know, I know God has such plan and purpose.
Yeah.
And I know the struggles that so many grandparents face. And I think, you know, it would be wonderful to see more support groups for grandmothers to encourage one another with their children. My thing now is I'm an older grandmother. I'm 64 years old. I have a little one, and I want Christian friends for my granddaughter. She calls me Mom. I'm the only one she's ever known, and she goes to... You know, I've just raised her in the Lord. He is the beloved anchor of my soul. And, you know, my little one has known him as such, too. We do devotion. She knows her mommy loves her. She just struggles with addictions and, you know.
Well, you get to speak into your daughter's life still, which is powerful. And now your granddaughter. That's a beautiful thing. And it sounds like in the process, not only are you giving, but you're receiving. There's something about, you know, about being needed and about stepping up and providing that kind of care. Well, you know what? We've just opened the mic, and as a community here at Intentional Living Center, let you all as grandparents raising your grandkids tell others what you're experiencing. And maybe you're listening today and you really say, hey, there's someone I need to pray for. Maybe you have someone at your church who's a grandparent raising those grandkids. And you know who they are. Have you ever thought of stepping up and giving them a break? Maybe you could take on a ministry to help. Maybe you got more energy and resources than that grandmother or that grandfather they do at this stage and that responsibility. Be able to step in and help them in the process. Just a thought. And for churches to be able to have an outreach and a ministry. Pastors, you talk about a message about the power of grandparenting. It would be a very powerful thing. We're out of time. We'd love to have you come and join us. You know, if you have a one thing in your life, we've talked about it. What's one thing you could do as a person that's a grandparent raising your grandkids, or maybe as a heart to reach for those grandparents who are raising their grandchildren? Tell us what it is so we can pray with you. How do you do that? Come to our website, go to theintentionallife.com, and when you click on our broadcast, it'll take you there, and you'll see the big purple one thing challenge. And information where you can share your one thing with us so we can be praying for you. This has been good. Been a lot of fun. Thank you for getting us off to a brand new month with a powerful topic. Rob, thank you for putting that together. Our senior producer, Sally's here answering the phone today. Thank you, Sally. And, of course, Stephen Davis taking phone calls, and thank you for participating in the program. As a team, we're here for one purpose. That's to help you discover God's intention for your life, and then live that intention every day to His glory. So thank you for being a part of the program. If you have some thoughts to share, you can do so online. Check out our events, our fall event with Washington, D.C. tour coming up. My wife and I, it's going to be a very, really cool week, October 10 through 16. So check it out. It's there at the website as well, theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.